Harper Audio presents In the Blink of an Eye by Wendy Corsi Staub. Performed by Allison Ryan. Prologue. Halloween night, 15 years ago. Lilydale, New York. Okay, one more house and then we're done. Julia Garrity teeters across the small patch of wet lawn, her heels sinking into the damp earth. Three more, Kristen Shuttleworth amends, walking several steps ahead. I didn't even get any milk duds yet and they're my favorite. One, Julia insists. I mean it, Kristen. That's it for me. You can keep going on your own if you want. That would be stupid. My costume doesn't make sense without you, Jewel. I need you. Please? Kristen is very good at pleading. Most of the time, she can talk Julia into just about anything. But tonight, Julia shakes her head. She's had it with this whole scene. For one thing, at 14, they're too old to be trick-or-treating, free milk duds or not. For another, Julia's feet are killing her in her mother's pointy old satin pumps. She can't wait to change into sneakers and jeans and wash this gunk off her face. Why the heck did she ever let Kristen convince her to dress up as the female half of a bridal couple? Kristen, as the groom, gets to wear her father's old tuxedo and a pair of flat, comfortable black shoes. Her long blonde hair is tucked beneath a black top hat, and only a fake mustache mars her pretty face. Meanwhile, Julia is decked out in a long white gown with a train that she keeps tripping over, her vision obscured by multiple layers of illusion. The veil is attached to a tiara, which is pinned to the teased brunette wig that conceals Julia's mop of boyish brown hair. The wig in full makeup was Kristen's idea to make Julia look more feminine. If I'm so masculine, why can't I be the groom? Julia had asked grumpily when they were getting dressed.
Because my mother doesn't have a wedding dress I can wear. She had on some crazy short psychedelic hippie dress when she married my dad in that freaky flower child ceremony, Kristen pointed out impatiently.
True. Not that Julia's mother has a wedding dress either, having never married Julia's father, whoever and wherever he is. Kristen continues,
and your grandmother is freaked enough as it is about us borrowing her gown for a costume. She definitely wouldn't want me to be the one wearing it.
True again. Julia's grandmother isn't crazy about Kristen. And Julia's mother, who is usually laid back when it comes to parenting, can't stand her. She thinks Kristen's a bad influence. Julia can understand why. Strong-willed Kristen, who smokes and curses and never studies, isn't the kind of girl parents like. But she's a loyal friend and she's loads of fun. She's adventurous where Julia is cautious, outgoing where Julia is reserved. A teacher once said the biggest difference between them is that Julia tries to avoid making waves while Kristen thrives on rocking the boat. That might be the biggest difference, but it's far from the only one. Often mistaken as being much younger than her 14 years, Julia is an athletic but petite, freckled-faced, jean-clad tomboy. Not unattractive, but she certainly doesn't turn heads the way leggy, slim Kristen does. Kristen's wide-set eyes, high cheekbones, and full mouth are striking, even without makeup, though she hasn't been in public without it since sixth grade. Naturally, she's thrilled when strangers assume she's several years older. She even recently started dating college guys from the state university a few miles away in Fredonia. They all think she's 18 or 19. Of course, her parents have no idea what Kristen is up to. Julia can't help worrying that she's going to get herself into trouble one of these days. But her self-assured friend never seems to waste a moment on apprehension as she slapdashes her way through life. Kristen is so utterly opposite in temperament and appearance that even Julia herself sometimes finds it hard to believe that they're still so close. But there aren't many girls their own age in a community the size of Lilydale with only a handful of year-round families. They've been basically thrown together since they were toddlers, and for all Kristen's faults, Julia loves her like the sister she never had, and will never have, judging by the way her mother goes through men. It doesn't look as if she's ever going to find one she likes and settle down.
"Come on, Jewel, let's go,"
Kristen says, striding up narrow summer street, her plastic orange pumpkin swinging from her hand.
"Looks like the Biddles are home."